Lieutenant Governor Richard Ravitch has been quietly presenting a plan to state lawmakers for New York to borrow its way out of a series of multi-billion dollar budget shortfalls for the next few years. But as Karen DeWitt reports, the plan is already facing resistance.
The plan, according to legislative leaders who have been briefed on some of the details, would be similar to the bailout of New York City in the 1970s, which Ravitch presided over. It would involve issuing bonds to get the state through the worst of its financial crunch and, like the 1970s plan, would create an oversight board to control spending in the future. Governor Patterson, who asked Ravitch to come up with a four-year financial plan for the state, says he's not completely on board with the concept.
I won't allow any borrowing that doesn't accompany some sort of restriction on spending.
Patterson says under his understanding, the proposed control board would review each budget to make sure there was enough revenue coming in to sustain spending. If the plan were to fall short, the governor would be granted new powers to make changes to the spending plan.
What we're moving toward in this state is a shift in which there will be a final decider. I think this whole idea that you can govern by committee is just not working where fiscal management is concerned.
Patterson appeared with Senate Republican leader Dean Skelos following a private budget meeting with GOP senators. The governor has been visiting various factions in the legislature to talk about how to close this year's $9 billion deficit. Senator Skelos says he has some concerns with the Ravitch plan, which would include borrowing money for day-to-day operating expenses.
I think that is a big mistake. We can do structural reform within the Medicaid system, or we can do agency consolidation.
Assembly Speaker Sheldon Silver, the leader of the Assembly Democrats, says he hasn't been fully briefed on the plan, but he is open to the concept, even if it means the legislature would have to give up some of its cherished budget-making powers. Silver says he also has concerns about borrowing money to pay for day-to-day expenses and would want some safeguards built in.
To use borrowing with a hammer, and that's the important part, a control board type situation in order to come to that balanced budget.
Unlike the governor, though, the speaker says he is not in favor of a strict spending cap. Senate Leader John Sampson says Lieutenant Governor Ravitch will be meeting with Senate Democrats to outline the plan, but Senator Sampson says he is hesitant about endorsing the borrowing bailout idea right now. A budget watchdog group is also urging caution. The Citizens Budget Commission's Charles Brescher says New York already has the fourth highest amount of debt per capita in the nation. According to a commission study, New York has already borrowed $20 billion more than what would be considered prudent.
We say we're in a danger zone, and New York is there.
But Brescher says his organization is not completely against the idea of borrowing to bail out the state, but he says he'd like to see oversight and protection similar to what was enacted in New York City in the 1970s, which was largely viewed as a success.
The line is, and I think it's true, that the mayor could go to jail if the city didn't have a balanced budget. You know, he would be held responsible.
The plan has not been presented in a public forum, and the lieutenant governor has refused to offer detail, saying he's not completely finished with it.
I'm working on a plan. I'm not going to tell you what the contents are.
Governor Patterson says the bonding would likely not apply to the current year or next year's budget, but he says the state will likely be over $2 billion short in the fiscal year, which ends March 31st, and may have to do some short-term borrowing to make up for that. In Albany, I'm Karen DeWitt.